saying there's a thing called Ziva's Davalach as a Hargasha. And the Noda Behuda, here in Simon Nunhei, writes as follows. He says like this. Iker Hargasha Yolot Shmuel Vipsara Shatakash Vipsara. Very high boss, olav al boser am boker koi. We saw this on the screen yesterday. Shemizay al pina shematam b'vifimka b'chutz. For ena matam elamin ashinayim olachutz. V'kein high b'sara, high b'sara shemin ashinayim olachutz. V'kein gam shetagish b'sara, high b'sara zeh. Farmezay kvar olachutz lepezach am boker. V'ech neima shabina shetagina p'sichas am boker. El akarchach, v'abina rak shabisara yargish zivas adam, demagesh zivas Davalach, Rekfar Gisha, Vagosha Samokar, Oniska, Beposka, Lagosha Sabos. Says Baruch Frankel. Sarachian, the Adua Upashat Bechush, Shain Argosha Zivas Davalach Bifnim, the Mokum Shashamish Dash, the Chain Bechol Eivorim, She calls Man Shamashka Hazal Bifnim Chalala Eiver, Yevshala Hargosh, Lahargish Lachuso. Your blood is always flowing through your veins. You don't feel it. Ki haregesh, hergesh halachos einu ele b'mokom sheish shlita so'avir. When the air is there and liquids are flowing and you feel it. V'chein shamati mipi rofe mumche u'boki b'tivios. Period. That's what he says. You don't feel anything inside. He gives an example. V'lachos achotem. Kol shas halach, kol zman shalachos b'soch achotem. He's saying that which the Achronim seem to imply that there's some kind of Hargosha inside is against the Chush, against the Dakus. I just want to show you, I have to read it to you, so thank you very much for bringing it to me. So we have it over here, officially in print. Okay, fine. Let's see what the Noda Behuda's proof is to his Shita. How did Noda Behuda prove that Ziva's Davalach, in fact, counts? Good question. Where did he get it from? Says like this. His proof is from the sugya. Rabbi says, open up the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin. Take a look. Yud Zayin. So familiar with the Mishnah, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. What does it say? This is our famous anatomy. Now we're going to have a mitzvah Shem on Sunday. The good doctors on the comment give us more information. Tomorrow Shir, Parashat Shavua, I guess, for the moment. Okay. Any more votes or other topics you want? I'm always open for Thursday Shir, whatever you'd like. If you want to vote, you register your vote with our able assistant. So the mission says, Nimsa b'frozdar sfeik otome fishechaskoso min amokor. That means we're not sure. A suffix here, a suffix there. But the question is, what's the case? Was there Hargosha or was there no Hargosha? What's the case? If she felt the psichas pi amokor, what do you mean cheskosom in amokor? You felt it. You felt the psichas pi amokor. So what kind of cheskosom? If you didn't feel it, so with no Hargosha, she's not tamei at all. A bombshell kasha. Es not a Behuda. Must be. It's a thing called Hargosha Zivas Davalach, and that's a suffix. Because we're not sure that's coming from Minah Mokar, Minah Aliyah. But if we're not for that, the Manasha would be no problem, either one way or the other. That's his raya. It's the Noda Behuda, Sim Madura Kama Yordea Simin Nun Hey. That's his raya. Now, can you knock out this raya? So let's take a look at the Chavos Das, the very first Sivkotin here in Simin Kuf Tzadi, and see how he tries to knock out this ride. Okay, we all look together. Let's take a look. Simon Kuf Tzadi Chavos Das Zibkatan Aleph. Okay, everyone inside, look inside, please. He says as follows: Sefer Noda B'Yehuda. He quotes a Gemara. He heard the dam and instead of prosa shechaskasa me'amocha. You time the base. When we say heavy raya shagasha zitavolach zav mikri agasha. He lo yavi agasha. Hakma magasha zinifach makora. Can tiksha the Shmuel the mamanisha. I yergisha b'psichas hamocha osvar me'amocha. Vi lo yergisha. Mabakach shumi amokar, or Shmuel savat lo shalom agasha tohara. Ad kan lashana of the Noda B'Yehuda. Umashem b'devarav says the Halakha Chavos Das that filu b'mageshes shadav alach zav b'prozor, afilu lo yegisha b'shah shazav mimakara, gam ken mikri agasha. Absolutely says that way. But who tamua? Why is it tamua? It doesn't tell you why it's tamua. It's logical why it's tamua because once it passed the spot, I mean, if he says it a little bit earlier, Tabina Shitagish Shazab and Makora, says the Chavos Das. The law here gives Shazab and Makora, Shamagash Shazab and Prozna, near the Torah. Kevin the Bishar Shanaf, Mamaka, the Prozna, Lohi Gisha, Rachmona Tari, Ladam, Shababal, or Agosha, May I and Yasla Tinu the Prozna. But the Dolby is against him. The answer is correct. Dolby holds when it passes through the magic line, I mentioned this yesterday, it's a suffix to be determined in the future. That's what he says. If later on there'll be Argosha, in retrospect, she became to me when it passed that moment, that line. And at the end, she says, no, Argosha, they're not. That's the crazy thing. But Chavos Das thinks it's Tamua. Fine. Omna Raya Zuvyesh Litchos. He has two ways to knock out this Raya, does the Chavos Das. Number one, the Ashon Demaria be the Argosha. Nu. Uve Emes Mishamachi Tani Cheshkas Kosu Mehamokor. There was a Hargosh. Yeah. So what's Pshat over here? What's Pshat? So, if you look over here, gentlemen, when it says over here, Nimsa Beproza Sveka Tamil if Yechaskosim and Amokar, you look on the side, it says Aleph, Baba Basra Nun Chof Daladam and Aleph. Baba Basra Chof Daladam and Aleph. What sukkah is that? Anybody know? Rove Akara, the whole sukkah with Rove Akara based upon this. Nu, so Cheskosim and Amokah means it's not for sure. Why isn't it for sure? If in fact there was a definite Hagosha, which is just suggesting over in the Chavos Das, Marbe the Hagosha, so what's the Shaila? What are you talking about? This way, that. There's no suffix over here at all. There's no suffix. That's the Kash. The answer is, look in our sukkahs and on Zion and Bays, the Gemara talks about a case where there is Hargoshas, is a Bedika. And the Bedika, there could be a Hargoshas, a Harifus. Not a Behudu, as I said, Pichas Piamakar is, there's no doubt. So what's the subject over here? Must be Ziba Savalach as a doubt. No! I have another doubt. A Bedika's A. Bedika's A is a subject of the Raisa. So we have a doubt now. Since there's a doubt, that's the Hargosha we're discussing. The Hargosha we're discussing is in Bedikas A. That's what he means over here. He says over here, Rov v'kol l'charov, Hanuf yamaskon in the time of the base, the Hargosha's A to. And the Hargosha's A is a suffix, whether it's an A or whether it's a Hargosha's down. That's how he gets out, number one. Number two, Gami Shloma. The Mayer with the low Argosha. No, so what's going on? It's Pshita. Everything's but no! Benafkamina behold the cheskosim yamoka and yentaris the tmeya afilu below hagasha should moka become otame. Frank said Noda B'Yehuda wasn't born yesterday. Noda B'Yehuda knew about this possibility that maybe it's talking about taris. If it's talking about taris, his whole raya falls apart. He said no, it can't be. It can't be. Why can't it be? Because if Mishnayos and Masechta Nida are talking about Taras, then what's the whole sugya Rabbo said that we had in the Nun Zayin Amud Beis? We had a whole sugya in the Zayin Amud Beis, various kashas against Shmuel from three different Mishnayos. Right, in backwards order as we spoke about. Just say those Mishnayos are talking about the Taurus. So, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Three different Kashas have been done in base. What's the Kasha? Just say it's talking about the Taurus. It's a paragraph for Hine. Gufa Raisha Vesi Liel Dagosha and Zivas Davalach Midlohevi Hap Sugi Dagosha Dama Nimsa Bepros and Svek Atomic. No. Maybe it's talking about below Agosha Vesha Torah Dam Tome. Came to Mokum Komatomi. He thought of this Kasha that he thought about this. No. Delim Kane Kosha My Hevi Shom Nunzan Base Vesha Shiosa Tsurachel Rameo Mem No Medis Tomeo Dilma Gam Kane Tumas Erev Shindit Mem Adam. So all the other kashas are no kashas. Must be, says the no the Behudan effect, that Stam Mishnayis and Mesech Nida are talking Lebaila. You can't just assume it's talking about only the Taurus. Okay, with me so far? Chavos Das was a little bit up to that. He knew about the Behudan. He knew about this. So how's he going to try to outsmart the Nada Behudan? Not so easy.
It's clear that Hargosh is not necessary for
Taurus. That's what we assume. It's only the Bible. We'll assume that for the moment, and I think it's generally assumed.
She's
Tomei
Erev?
Yeah, Tumas Erev, the Dam is Tomei, she's Tomei, but not the Bible.
She's not
Tomei
Shiva, like
Amida. Right, Tumas Erev, right, that's correct. Yeah. Says the Helga Chavasas, watch this. Oh, He doesn't ask as a kasha in the terrace. He just sort of slides it in when you're not looking. Look what he says to Helik Chavos Das. Look what he says. Umishimachi sasam v'tana shechaskosu me'amokor. That's what we have in your Zayim Rebbeis. Tahainu, the bahargosha tmeya afilu lebal. Uvidlo argosha tmeya alkoponim l'taris. Mishim dechaskosu me'amokor. Because Gemara never said over here Rabosai, stamp tmeya. No, it tells the cheskosam and amokor. So, lebalo kedisle, ule taras kedisle. Masha enke mehanach masnis in the most svina minay lishmu on nun zayim ebeis. The kotoni stamp tmeya. The mashma kol tumas nida maksha shapir. The three mishnayos and all the brises four mishnayos. And the Brisa on Nun Zayim Beis all just say Tmeya. So the Nodibu is saying it's not Tmeya, but Mesechus Nida means Lebaila. The only time that it's possible is referring to Taurus is here. He doesn't just say Stam Tmeya, it says V'ches Kosam and Amoko. By adding that phrase, it makes it possible to assume, okay, Ches Kosam and Amoko. So therefore, for husband, when there's Agosha, and when for other, for, when there's no Agosha, it's not being on the Taurus. That's how the Chavos Das gets out of this. Not to be who this part. Fine. Very, very good. Very good. To the two dechias to the not to be who this rhyme. Fine. Let's take a look now in the Sidrei Tara. Kuf Tzadi Sifkot and Alf. Everyone open up. The very beginning of Kuf Tzadi in Sidrei Tara. Paragraph which begins with the words Omnom. Paragraph number two. What's our Gosha? It goes back to Pnei Yeshua, Eltazay, the Shut Pnei Yeshua. Okay. Fine. Quote the Shev Yaakov, Hochiach, look carefully. Shuvas Adoni Mori Barabi, Hagoyim the Shev Yaakov, similar Mates. Hochiach, Dakokach Mashir Gisha Zav Mimena Lavikri Agosha. Why? Kemash Logish Yetzmana Mocha. These are the Daitok that Goshas. Zova or Ziva Zova Salah Vikri Hagosha Eich Matzani Yodeni Baraglena Batsuki the Resh Perek Aroha the Parak Toshma Yishish Shosa Tzrachea Barosa Dam Rameh etc. etc. Heichi Dami Idi Hagosha etc. The Amrit Hagosha Sivadach Having Hagosha Mami Hagosha Hello Akava Hagosha Shazami Mena Lo Rameh Raglans of Mimena. That's the case we're discussing. So you see Klar writes the Shev Yaakov that Haziva Savalach is not a Hargosha. Is this really a good Raya? Nah, not such a good Raya. Not such a good Raya. So take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the tshuva over here. This is very important tshuva. Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about this, where he's very clear why this raya is not a raya. Watch this. They bring a raya, it's not a goshem, it's not a Simon Bates. Ha'emes, Shav Shachronim Chosh was also the raya Barura, Lo Keni Madi. And the Avnei Nezer knew medicine. Sherei nekev ameraglayim hi lamata harbe mi nekev amokah shemimena yohadam yotz, which you have on your screens in that picture that you have, okay? Kimavua bedake Moshe. Oh, he doesn't prove it for a picture. Bedake Moshe. Ramo said so. You can get out of Ramo. Dr. Ramo. V'agosha zivas davalach sorach lios berega shebo adam lebeis achitzon shushas tuma. He's assuming this way like whom? Like the Chavos Das, Avlim Bola Beis Achitzon Below Hagosha, V'Chakach Egisha Lama Tetamin Shem Tuma LeBetchilas Tziyad Beis Achitzon. Can't call some Chavos Das. I'll show you. There he is. Shuvas Harim. Look what it is. Kepshitus. V'Chikolosh and Aramban. Can Hagosha Zemei Raglayim Shulamata Samal Itziyosa Eino Hagosha Klal Oseres. Finished. Now I have to tell you that this Avnei Nezer is a very big yisod. And other posts will say the same thing as well. Nu, what's Trat and Noda Behuda? Apparently he holds, like he clearly holds against the Chavos Das, that Zivas Levelach and the Prozor is considered to be Hagosha. Okay, Hagosha. Baruch Frankel says it's an impossibility. Now, it seems here as follows. We had pointed out from the Kiddush of Asya that perhaps the borderline point is not those 5 points that we saw earlier, which are all inside, but Mamish the Mokom Dama Psulim. That's the point. Tulde is considered to be a Bifnim, and outside is considered to be, you know, the Beis Achitzon. If that's the case, then it's certainly possible that the Zivas Davalach in the Prozdor is over there where you actually can feel it, because that's close to the air, to the Avir. So therefore the Kasha of Baruch Frankel, you don't feel anything in the Prozdor because it's too far in, would be answered if we assume that the Beis Achitzon that we're talking about is just outside the Mokom HaPsulim, that's closer to the outside, where there can be some sensation. It seems to me that this may be one way to possibly answer the medical issue which was brought up by Dr. Abraham, who we spoke about a little bit yesterday. You can look it up in Ishmael Savram, Kuf Sadi Aleph. He doesn't understand the Gemara's an expression in the Testament base that the Meir Eglayim go back to the Mokker and come out. It doesn't make any sense biologically. It's impossible. It may depend how far back it has to go to satisfy that criteria. Perhaps according to the picture, it works. But let's say that for Sunday. The doctor will come, will ask this question, whether it's possible or not. Just making a ha'orah like that. Fine. So Avnei Nezer says, Nekav Amirglaim, Hilamata Harbe, Mi Nekav Amokah Shemei Yotzi Yadam Hadam Yotzi. It's true. From the Nekav Amokah all the way up where the uterus is, it's very far away. But if we're going to consider that, you saw maybe the uterus and the whole vaginal canal, it's all considered the Mokah. That was Professor Levy's first trap. Then he divided Mokar and Cheder, but okay. But once it's so far out, so then it's not so the Mata Harbe. It's close. Maybe the Mata Mat. And then people could confuse things. Perhaps. Just making this the Kuda. It's interesting. It's possible that this is what the Sefer Tochazi says. Yesterday, someone came collecting money in my house. Told me he lives on that block. I said, you know Rabbi Chazal? Yeah, he learns Yom Avalali. Every time he passes his house, he's learning with Paulus from his high on his desk. So if you ever visit there, you can visit him, but if not, you can call him. They have two phone numbers here. Unbelievable. Anyway, I told him, I mean, you know what, he's learning his Sefer. Tell him, oh, he'll be very happy to hear that we're learning his Sefer all the way far away in New York. Okay, Chelik Bey, they told him. I haven't seen Aleph yet. The Chelik Bey just came out, Topshan Ayan Dal. We're in Zion, we're already spending time in the safe. Good. Baruch Hashem. See, quotes over there, that made the Machlokos of Rishonim. Why? What do you feel? What do you feel? So, what? See, quotes from the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch, that's a very important source. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses the Inyan of Hargasha. What are you feeling? Finding it. Just not able to find this book. Somewhere in here, when he discusses the word Hagosha, he tells you that what are you margish? You're margish the dam. Anybody find it from here? Usual, I can't find things. But it's in here. If you're magish the dam, then it's an isa daraisa. The dam. So that's zivas davalach. The magish the dam. Dam flows out. It's a liquid. But most rishon don't say magish has a dam. They don't say that. Ramban says shetagish bishah shadam yotze. We saw that the same. And then the Ramban said that, and the Rashba said that. So it's something else other than the dam problem. Okay. Halacha lemaisa, this beautiful sefer, has a long discussion. So what do you do at the end of the day? Sveika doraisa lechumra, zivas davalach. But then he says, if you only feel it in the outside, it's mutter. Svek sveika. Maybe zivas davalach is not a suffix at all. And if it's a suffix, maybe only as the Chavos Da'as said, inside. Not outside. Again, you can't feel it inside. As Baruch Frankel said, unless you say that the Makom Psul is Ben HaShinayim and the Hagosh is Divalach when it crosses that point, yeah, but that never made it into the Sefer. Never made it. Okay, fine. Good. Number one. What will happen if she feels a Zivas Divalach Chitzonis? She suggests over here, they may be considered to be mut as if she found it on her body. Nafkamina. Let's say she found some blood on the davar she'ena mekabel tumah, or it's colored. So we have the rules, haksamim, you find a kesem, on a davar she'ena mekabel tumah, or on a davar tzivoni, there's no chumra of ksamim, as we shall see as the days go by. But he suggests that's only a person is mutza kesem. Means, whoa, guess what, I just see this. I had no idea. Then the coolest of Enam and Kabotum and Tzivonim applied. Here, she felt something before she looked at her undergarments. She felt something. What'd she feel? The Zivas Davalach on the outside. That's what is suggested. And what did the Gemara say? Bot Kokarka Olam. She's sitting on the floor, and all of a sudden she sees the bottom, right? Doesn't say Dam Yotza Shalom Bahagosha. No, she only saw it later on the floor. Yeah. However, other poskim are Mekel. Are Mekel in the Shalom. Fosna says, Karela says, Chutshani. They say, look, you felt something a little on the outside. You have no idea what it is. That's not called the idea. If you know, you know. Then you're not discovering anything when you see something on your garment. She didn't know what it was. Many, many women have many discharges, clear discharges, mucus, all kinds of things. So therefore, the Psak Halacha is not like those Gedolim who say if she felt anything in the inside or as it's coming out, then we can no longer have a Kulo Ksamim. Rather, the Kulo Ksamim would apply even in that case. Certainly, if you feel on the outside, Mamish, That's nothing. It's like the garment got wet. Many women here will, some will feel when the garment is wet, you feel it in the garment. Some people who have something, problems of incontinence, and they can't control the bladder function so much, they'll feel wet when the underpants feel wet. That's nothing. That's a Matthias Kessel. That's also a very important Nakuda to keep in mind. Okay, everyone with me so far? Everyone, very important to keep this in mind. Good. Fine. We mentioned that the source for the Rambam, that the Nizdaza, comes from Dafka, from a man, on Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph, right? With the Gemara says, Kol Shekh Vazera, Shein Kol Aguf Margesh Bo, Ein Abitama. And Rashi says, Shein Nizdaza Weivorov. And the Mashnis and the Mishnah Daf Mem, Vehirgish and Nizdaza Weivorov. We spoke about this once before. Okay? So, apparently, according to this understanding, so too when the urination opening opens, whatever this closed seal is there, there also is a feeling of ziazua, and this could be a base in the Gemara of all places. Yeah, Gemara. Where of all places? Oh, Gemara Masechta Megillah. Hey, what is Gemara Megillah? Megillah. Tischachal Hamalka, Omer Rav Shapiris Anida, Rav Yirmi Omer Shehutzchol in the Koveh. Those two are confusable, and of course the question becomes: what is Vatischalchal? Can we get the Targum on Megillah Esther?
Yeah,
can I go links?
Yeah, okay.
Here, really?
Torah, okay.
Where's Megillah?
How can
Megillah not here?
Can you go back to the Gemara?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Then
it's just the previous
app.
Yeah. So it's
Gotta be further on.
Just go back to Tanakh?
Yeah.
Okay. Tanakh. Esther. Dalit? Pick Dalit?
I think so.
Okay.
Pasuk Dallas.
Pasuk what?
Dallas.
So how now I can get the Targum? No. After all that. Okay, sorry. Guess what the Targum says? Vizdazas. So you have Vizdaza, and it applies both to the two Pshat and the Gemara Megillah, whether it means Nido, or whether it means, okay. Just to show you one more time, shouldn't forget what it says. What is it? It's Chalchal. What was it already? Yeah. Pierce and Ida, Hutul and Kovel, and they both are called Izdazas. Okay? Fine. Good. Now, take a look at the Gemara here in Afnun Zainam and Beis, which we spent some time on already before, and see an interesting discussion. You may remember that the Maram Shik said that Vestos Haguf might count as Hargosha, head aches, stomach aches, back aches, sneezing, yawning, as the case may be. Well, it's not that way. The one on Zion and Bays sounds very much not that way. Take a look over here. Both sides. The third wide, second wide line. Hekidami. Idi Agasha Li Achas Man Amai Peturim and Akorban. Just answer. It was Agasha. And the blood came out afterwards. If the Agasha can be when she has a stomach ache, right? So it can still be pulped from the carbon, because maybe the blood came out later. It's an interesting, right? The push around this Gemara is that the Agasha and the blood coming out are at the same time. Exactly what the Rashi brought, says the Ramban, says the whole world said. That push against them, it's against the Maram Shik. It's a good right. I thought it's a pretty good right. Oh, fine. The Ramban and Rashi, we assume to be right. Those who disagree. Because based upon a Rambam, what's the Rambam's lashon? Perek Ches, Rambam. The kodem shiyavu hadam tagish biatzma. Hey, I'll tell you the truth. That's what I was also when I learned this sugya years ago. I found in my sefer too. So the kodem the mechaber's klo like the Ramban and the Rashba, that the blood has to come out at the same time as our gosh. But the Rambam, I was also impressed by this lashon. Kodem shiyavu hadam tagish biatzma. That sounds a little meaningful. Right. Meaningful. Yep. Sorry?
The Raya from Zion was saying if it was the Hachar's man, then my potter, if there was Hargasha.
No. Hechadam, Idi, Agasha, the Hachar's man, my potter, and a carbon. There should certainly be Chayim and a carbon. Because, why? Because she has Agasha. No! If Agasha means she had a headache. If a catch, she wants to rush to be with the husband before the blood comes. Maybe that's what happened.
Maybe so she'll be tmeh now that she had a hargasha. What? She found it later. Okay, but she had a hargasha. So now.
No, but that hargasha doesn't prove that. If hargasha is supposed to be simultaneous with the dam, we understand it more perfectly. If hargasha could be 6 hours before the blood, the dam, then that's not sure.
I don't think we're talking about 6 hours. I know we're talking about even when she finds it.
That's great. So a minute is a minute. But we're discussing if Ram Shik is right, that the headache, stomach ache, back ache, that could be 12 hours before. So if that's called Agosha, then the Gemara is Shre. That's what he says in any event. But what about this Rambam? Kodem Shayavo Adam Tagish. Says no. Doesn't mean what I originally thought it meant, that it comes earlier. Let's look at the whole thing in context, okay? Some of them have a vest, and some have no vest. Okay? If you have a vest, Yom Kavua, right? And if you have a vest, the code of Shavu Adam, Tagish Batsma Fahekas, Vatatashas, Roshash, Pikresa, blah, 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 blah. And remember the Rambam? He denies the existence of Vestas Aguf independently. This is his Rambam. He spoke about this right a while ago. The only thing a vest is you have a vest to Yamin as well. That's what he's driving at. That's what he's driving at. That's all he's saying. He's saying that, and look, and even the lashon is different, he says. What does he say? Kodosh Yavu Adam Tagish Bi Atzma. Okay? That's not Hargosha. See, we had this, remember in Nav Gimel? Every time the word Hargosha is found, it doesn't mean the same thing. Could be Tagish Bi Atzma just means what she's going to feel. It's not a halachic hargasha. Where's halachic hargasha found? Watch. In the next perek, in perek tes. That's where you find it. Ein ha'ishim is tamim at ha'torah b'nil ha'shavadim 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 ha'shavadim. Didn't say tagish b'yatzma. Targish is a halacha kagosha, and targish miatzma is just a vesis aguf. That's all it means. That's all it means. And it's based upon the Gemara, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. What did the Gemara say? Remember, we had a sense here, we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan and other places, don't compare Gimel and Nun Zayin, two different things. So sure enough, on Gimel, the Lashon of the Gemara, look carefully, everything around, every word is Meduyak. Hold Shashamai, Isha Ageshes, Biatzma. Same word. That's on Av Gimel. On Av Nun Zayin, you won't find the word Biatzma. Because Nun Zayin is Perek Tes Aluch Aleph. And Perek Ches is Av Gimel. So there was no Raya to the Maram Shik from Lashon HaRambam. Okay, but nonetheless, even here, he says, Ad she targish v'tire dam. Whoa. V'yotze b'psara. So maybe it means, sequentially, first targish, then tire dam, yotze b'psara. So maybe even here, maybe a bit of a raya, in that direction. That's what I thought a little bit. That's what the Imre Baruch says in Simen Kuf Tzadi. I thought maybe I too. He says, no. Here, he's not giving you the details of what's called Hargasha. He's giving you the three conditions that you need for Nida. You need three conditions. That's no question. You need them. Not saying they're necessarily sequential. Okay. We know, gentlemen, nowadays women don't feel the psichos piyamakam at all. See, we said, we don't know what that whatever meant. So what's pshat? Well, nechleshu achushim. All our senses are weaker. You don't, for proof, you don't get up. You don't get up in the middle of the night. He tries to prove that, that nature has changed. For the fact that this is Tochazi. How you know nature has changed? Because we saw that Kuf Pei Dalas Efal, that we saw at the very beginning of the year. Rov Noshim Vesis Kavua. It's not true anymore nowadays. So you see that things change. So if things change here, things change there. I already told you my theory about things changing, and I need you to look up, and I asked, no one came back to you. Maybe look up the, maybe anthropologists have something to say about this. You know, I don't know where else to look. Regular periods. Were there more regular periods in simpler times than there are today? My theory was that in simpler times, there were fewer of those mikrim that the Chazanish keeps talking about that affect and alter the regularity. And today, the women have much more complicated, out-of-the-house, tense lives. That's my theory, but until the anthropologist mask them to me, it's just a pure theory. Okay, if you look it up somewhere, and a way to find it, maybe you'll find it somewhere. Someone may say like me. Maybe. Meanwhile, we're standing with the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that the women don't know what in the world they're talking about. Hevel Yiftzapim. I don't know what his reverence said to him. I don't know. I just don't understand how he said such a thing. But okay, that's what he said. Let's take a look and see what the Kloisenberg Rebbe says. Divrei Yatzev. Oh. No Hagosha, because A. Pass it right where? Here? Aruch HaShulchan. Some Agishas, some not Agishas. Oh, thank you. Umasha Kosta Aruch HaShulchan. Shehevel Yivta Pi Anashim. Ne'eman Olay Oser Hamara Shashach. Shlochok Archas V'Sholom Minoshim Shehevel Yivta Pi An. Woo. I like that. Rebbe. Ach nishtanu adoyros v'dover the time in mekomos mekomos v'kamanyon kamos v'zabora ma'od. The Rebbe. I saw the statement of Poseach Shah from England, and he says he looked around. I looked it up. Almost no one has any of these three agoshes. Almost no one. Almost no one. Is there need of Doraisa nowadays? Let's take a look. No question what agosha is. Achlokas. Chakati pi anashim pigiduli shekayom ena magish b'moker. You know those klal moker b'moker. Came with Yezu a guf akitza b'moker enam shem yudia ukanirah shenechlashu achushim legarmei kmo she'adam shaloka b'chol yadua la'olena shenu magish agosh me'raglayim ulefizeh. Gentlemen, I'm not going to accept this, but look what he says. The closing book of Rebbe. L'chora ein l'nashim shalonu denida d'araisa. Tzorach in Gadol B'Posk. I couldn't find if you on the Shav Yaakov because the Barlan didn't have him. And I found if you on the Kloizim B'Gareb. But I don't accept it from either of them. I find it so against my understanding that the Kibbutz Shem Atzius don't need to do rice. How can it be? I thought, I tell you what I thought, that whatever's normal, the Derech is it the right? That's what it means, Agosha. Nearly. Again, I'm not so sure that I'm right, but maybe. Maybe. Now, are there kulos ksamim bismanazet? Let's take a look. One can argue that the whole kulos ksamim is why? Because there's no Agosha, right? But if there's never an Agosha nowadays, according to those who hold that way, so there should be no kulos ksamim. So apparently, this is something which is found, this svara is found, in Shevet HaLevi, in the Shutim. Whoa, stop. Simen Kuf Pei Aleph. Kromati Kamakos Ministoyan Rav. The Masha Isha Meres Tam Shlore Gisha Adayan Lo Maspik Lohokal Mishum Shlore Gisha Bekinuach Chiyotzva Timen Anisoyan Shal Mikrim Ein Sfor Nim Chokim Osam Shuv Ein Yechom Lohoya Shlore Gishu Vitochet Ki Kena Gishu Achamach Was Timtum Alev Din Melem Kain Al Kain Nil Ni Is Daiti En Lohokal Elen Ag Nizbar Mitoch Dvorea Biru Gomer Shlore Gisha. And Shua Shai said, Ovat Regesh Hagosha Benoshim, etc. He's saying it's going to come out something very strange. That all the kulos of Ksamim were going to be, we're going to have a problem. Where's Chalik Yud? Where's this? Chalik Yud. Talks about it again. In Chalik Yud, the same Pizman. This is a very dangerous statement. No kulos Ksamim is not as that. Too hard to swallow. It says like this: "Bizman hazeh riya vada migufa kiriya darais gam li argosha nech har ben nechla shu achushim vatzvanus utimon shchiach miod kelef yadav rova argosha ubizman hazeh riya miod." Misafet da makolus. Elish hachazal armu hey yosu b'li argosha kavu shir tumim b'shir zeh. Abel hachol od yosu b'shir. V'roim dam tori mamish v'reichol kureach dam nidus shiotzim en aguf v'adai. Ele rotzim lachol de nimtzal dobe shenim b'kabu tumim. Koshik tzas lachol b'zeh. V'frat enu b'kim kol gach b'argosha kanal. V'af al pisho leinu lasos l'man taros shubanos Yisrael. Mikol makol. Watch this now. Man de machmer b'zeh. Eino minat muim. Wow. know what's going on over here? He's in effect one step away from knocking out the whole cool Zuk Shabbim nowadays. There's another tshuva about it as well. Very next tshuva. Etc. We're afraid of Hagosha. The Kitzah, this is Rav Voza's opinion. And we don't accept this. We don't accept it. We don't accept it. Interestingly, and we'll get to this a little later on, that we don't have Taras HaBayis on the door. Is Taras HaBayis Rav Avadja here? No. I must tell you that I have Yabi Omer though. That'd be enough. Baruch Hashem, Rav Avadja with Chubis. Let's go for Yabi Omer. Yabia Omer. Yabia Omer. Yoredea. Chelik Zion. I'll provide you the truth about this too. I think it's your Gimel. Let's go. Haroa Kesem Yosef Mikagris Abigde Tzivoni Odova Shem Bekabotuma Shabin Torahi Hadova Boru She'ein Ot Shvichol Livdok Es Atzma Be'eid Abodo Kedei Levar Shitoru She'bolav Ochi Bechez Kes Tohori Yomedis V'kol Shkeinim Hoya Kesem Pachas Mikagris Makolis Roy V'nachon Shlo Tivdok Atzma Kedei Shlo Tekalkal Atzma. Who said so? There's no green on these things. Same. I have to go look at myself. Shut Beis Ephraim and Ein Yitzchak. Can we look these things up? Can we? Can we memorize this? Yordea Memches and Yordea Yudzayim. Okay, you have it memorized? Yordea Memches and Yordea Sof Sif and Yudzayim. Please memorize them. Now let's see if we can get to these tshuvas. As Rav Avadja tells us to look, we got to look. We have Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim. Memches. Memches. See what it says. One of those longies. Very hard thing to find this. It's a long chill. What Rav Avadja is referring to? So far, I'm unable to find it. Forever. Somewhere in here, Rav Avadja is believed that he says that somewhere in the middle of this tshuva, he says that a woman should not look when she doesn't have to look. Tekalkal Asatzma. Now we don't want to see it. What does it mean Tekalkal Asatzma? Does he mean she's going to scratch herself? Which I certainly 100% agree to. But if it means more than that, it means that she just shouldn't be checking. We have to deal with the Mishnah, which says what? Enough Yud Gimel. What is the Mishnah saying? Yud Gimel. Kol Hayad, right? Hamaba, right? The Meshubuch would have to say. So I want to look before I. I'm sorry, I missed. Too much. Couldn't find it. Okay, let's try the other one. And Yitzchak, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Let's try that one. I apologize, I thought you might be able to spot it. I'm not good at things on screens. Younger eyes should be better than mine. Ein Yitzchak. Yeredeya. Yudzayim, was it? He said, Sofs of Yudzayim. So we'll just skip to the end and it can work backwards. Oh, that's a long. That's a long. Oh! Yosef Tov La Shalom Tivta Gosatz Maklal. Just don't. Don't. Now, if we're going to case over here with a Maka, I think. But anyway, you're not trying to make that point. Don't. Ayat and Mefurash Mishnah. Kolayat. Right? You'd give him a Manalev, correct? Again, so maybe a Maka is different. That's, you can't bring a Raya if I carried from a Yitzchak, but I couldn't find the base of Ephraim. He means it's a general statement. Kakla means she'll become Asura. Well, it's very possible, you look on the Russian, that the Mishnah is referring to Taurus. Asuka B'Taurus. Then Kolayad is Meshubach. But if it's not Asuka B'Taurus, not Meshubach. So therefore, the Poskim say, like Mavadya says, no. No. Of course, the issue is that if there's a ribuy dam, there's a problem that maybe there really is Hargoshim. I thought better than that. That is a Hargoshim, not a chshash Hargoshim. That could be a re'iyah. It's a re'iyah, a re'iyah. They only make them what we call a kesem, right? A kesem. Okay? Take a look, Rabbo, say, in the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Tzadi, gentlemen. The end. The very last line of Kuf Tzadi. Chutz v'kisme eid ha-boduk shehein mitame b'kol shehein v'arehein k're'iyos l'chol dover. You see from this dichotomy in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the very last word of Sima Kuf Tzadi, that when it comes to a re'iyah, there are no kulos of ksum. And he quotes from the Sefer Dinta Gavriel. I took it out from downstairs. I haven't might be in the office. We'll look it up maybe next week sometime. That it's, if there's a shef adam, it's called a re'iyah and not a kesef. I thought shef adam is considered to be a hagosha. But the question becomes, how big a kesem? You have to worry about it being a re'iyah. All the years that I saw that all the svarim, I was afraid to give a number. This is what probably the most important shayla in the chazida. Woman has a shkolzer at a shayla. As it is a flow or is it a stain? I've been through this 1,000 times. Is it a flow or is it a stain? Rabbi, I don't know. You tell me. I said, is it a flow or is it a stain? If it's a stain, we have all kinds of kulas. Also, the kagris, and the kabatuma, tzivonim. If it's a flow, we have zero kulas. But you know, give me a number. Give me a size. So I never saw a size until I saw here, and I have the original in my house. I have it at home. He quotes in this sefer, Orchos Tara. Orchos Tara. Orchos Tara is written, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Kahana, who is a dayan in the Badatz Eda Charedus. That's great. If you belong to that group, you can say whatever you want, because no one can attack it from the right. Badatz Eda Charedus. He has kulas there in Hilchos Yichud for what's needed. I've never seen him by before. In the summertime, let me mention. He's the one I mentioned in the summertime, those wild kulas. I had to say it for the summer. I still have it from the summertime. But here he has also, he has the guts to put in writing what he considers to be an appropriate shear. Orchos Tahara. Don't look for it in Larbert, I have it in the house. Sorry. Okay. So he has it over here, what he considers to be a proper shear. A proper shear, which is a remarkable thing. An actual shear. So he writes, and he, of course, the thick metric, we're talking in Eretz Yisrael with a thick metric, where he says that if it's a shear of 6 by 9 centimeters in a day, or if she changes her garment or liner or what the case may be, twice 4 by 9 centimeters, then she has to ask for shalom by a rav. Less than that, he says, unequivocally considered to be in the category of a keser. That's quite a statement. That's quite a statement. Is it so? Is it true? Don't know. But maybe it's true. So I see the people waiting outside to speak to me, so I have to stop at 12 o'clock sharp. I apologize. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we still don't know what's happening. I'll be in touch with you because those will snow still maybe tomorrow. I'll try to get there in any event. And Sunday with the doctors coming. So Monday we'll continue these in Yanim, and I'll try to bring in the office Tara proper. Be there for Monday so you can see them. Okay? Not on what?
Not on.
Okay, so now I have to bring it myself. You don't mind bringing these from downstairs? It's on my desk, so these three. Okay, thank you.